This call is being recorded.
Spreading the light without you even knowing that you are spreading the light. So, okay, we are going to begin the chants here, and we're going to just do them for you once here, and then we are going to ask you each one, including those of you on the phone, to do it to yourself as best you can, and to go along with this. And with each time you do it, feel the raising of the vibration within you. That is what is important here, is raising your vibrations. This is a tool to do this, a tool to raise your vibrations. We have purposely held this off until this time for so many of you because it was not yet the moment for you to have this high vibrational frequency to begin to work with. But now is the time for this. There are so many things that are in the works, so many things in process here, and this is just to continue to help prepare you, to give you the tools to assist you in everything that you are going to come about to do here. Okay? The first part of this is we are going to do the full, what the James calls here, the Yadiyala Suaba, and this is the old soul, and it goes, old soul, wherein we return, wherein we return, as one together, seeking thy light, serving thy light, knowing thy light, making known thy handprint within the earth, where thou hast placed, where thou hast placed thy sacred seal within man's heart, where he would open, where he would know, remembrance, remembrance forever. So this is the old souls coming back together again, remembering the ancient knowings, the ancient memories, all of this coming back together. This is the ancient awakenings, awakenings of the ancient memories within you. This was why it was given to the James here. To reach out. This is a vibration. Ancient awakenings directly is a vibration. It sets a vibration. And this vibration reaches out to all that are ready to receive it. Some of you have said in your when you joined this group, you say that you were guided here. And yes, many of you were guided here in many different ways. So you are here, and this is how the mother tongue in the Lemurian language went here. Yadiyala suaba parties, yadiyala suiba parties, papa papara, papa parapom, ara. Here as best you can. Yadi ala suaba paradis. Yadi ala suiba paradis. Papa papara. Papa parapom. Ara. 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 Thank you. Everyone feel good, raise the vibration, feeling the energies flowing through you. Some may be feeling the rising of the Kundalini. You feel the energy in your spinal column, the electric feeling. Anyone here?
Yes, I'm burning.
Yes, very good. Very good. Someone is losing voice here somewhat, but we will attempt to continue here. Now we are going to give the seven a chance that came from this Yariala Suaba. That, as the James said, he received little by little here until it was all put together. This is not, it was not only designed to be able to find the records, but to find the records within and to raise the vibrations enough so that the memories could return and so that those ones that were there could begin to move into those higher vibrations and therefore unlock the key that was set. There was actually a key, an etheric key, you would say, that was set at that time, an etheric lock, rather. And the key was needed to open this lock, the key being a combination, not a combination like you know of in your locks today, but a combination of vibration. Different tones could be used to open up that lock that was set so that there was protection for these records. Because it was not time, it is still as of yet not time to be, have these records. Although if those ones had been working toward this and had been successful in finishing this, they would have the records in their possession and would have kept them from those of the dark forces from receiving them until the right time. But for now, we begin here. The first is the call to the earth, the call of the spirit of the earth. And it goes, I everybody. You do it, feel the earth, feel the earth's energy as you do this. One more time. The next one is Aram. This is the waters. You have the earth, water, fire, and air for the first four. This is the waters. Aram. Notice as you do that, and we purposely use the last syllable, the at the end there, to build the resonation there, to build the vibration. Do it again now. This time, feel it at the end there as you do the third syllable here. Arah. You feel the resonance within your body at that point, as it resonates with those parts of your body. This is designed to reach into your body, to reach into your physical form and work on this. This is also a DNA process. You may not know this, but we are going to share it now, that you are going to be working with your DNA here, downloads as you call them, to begin more and more to reconnect various parts of your DNA. This is a one way to do this. You can also do this with crystals and other tools that are available, and more that are going to become available. But it is mostly involved with sound and vibration. Now the next one is fire, associated with your third chakra. If you notice, these are associated with your chakra centers as we go up the scale here. So this next one is fire and third chakra, the adrenal glands. And this goes everybody. The next one is associated with your fourth chakra, and air. This one goes, everybody. Opening chant. This is what was used in those times to open that center. Although in those times, many were open much of the time in that fourth chakra area. But those of you that have been trapped in this illusion for some time, trapped of your own volition, though, we might add here, but those of you that have been trapped in this have been holding on to this vibration for a long time now, in the third chakra predominantly. Those in the beginning were in the first chakra, which is earth, which is survival. And that was the predominant modus operandi, you might say, at that time. And then once the survival was taken care of, they moved into the second chakra, they being the civilizations at that time. And this was the pleasure, Rome, and all of this was associated more and more with finding pleasure in life. They had conquered much of the survival needs in many cases and were now searching for pleasure in their lives. And their psychic abilities were beginning here as well. And then you move to the third chakra, which is those of you still coming out of the dark ages now, you might say, coming into the light more and more, but very third chakra oriented, very fear or flight type of thing, where the adrenal glands are, what is the word here we are looking for? The adrenal glands are activated. Yes, thank you, activated. And you feel that fire within you and the anger sometimes and all of these kinds of things. But you are moving now more and more out of the third chakra and the awakening of the fourth chakra, the coming back of the divine feminine here, the goddess that has been lost and put back behind the scenes for a long time. But that is no longer. The feminine energies are coming back to balance everything off. And this is predominantly the fourth chakra. Feminine is fourth chakra. Feminine is heart. And this is what is exploding now, beginning to expand and grow as the heart expands, as consciousness expands with the heart. So that was the fourth one. The fifth one now is associated with, where do you think? The throat, yes, the fifth chakra, the thyroid gland, if you will. And this is the speaking area, your will center. And you are working toward activating this. Those of you that have awakened are activating your will, are changing the programming that you have had, the programming that is largely associated with your lower chakras here. But you are moving into the higher chakras, and your will is taking over, your higher will. It is taking over from your ego center. Your ego center is predominantly the fire area in your third chakra. But then the fourth chakra is the one that balances the two, you see? So you are moving now into the fifth, and this one is a little bit more difficult to do here, but we will attempt to do so, and then you follow along, okay? Continuing to rise. Some of you have actually had it rise all the way up into your fifth chakra now. If you have not, no need to be concerned here. This is something that you can do regularly here. We will have the James put it out there for you to be able to utilize if you wish. Again, another tool that is used here. Now we're moving here to the sixth chakra. And the sixth chakra is your third eye center, the awakening of the intuition within all of you, the awakening of the psychic senses once again. Rather than the awakening, we will say the reawakening of this area, the dormant third eye. But for many of you, it is no longer dormant. It is coming alive. When you are seeing things that are not there, according to other people, when you are feeling things from others, when you are getting in touch psychically with other people around you, when you are walking into a room and you feel the energies or you see the energies, this is utilizing your third eye center and reawakening this pineal gland here. The pineal gland that has been, in many cases, for a long time now, calcified by the fluoride that has been put in the water here, by the programming that has been associated with your civilization here. But all of this is changing now. All of this is about awakening the third eye, awakening the stargate. You hear what we say here, the stargate that is there for you to travel the universe when you learn the technique here, when you learn how to manipulate and work with your Merkaba or Merkaba, however you wish to say it here, your personal light vehicle, this is what you are doing here, activating this again, reactivating it. And now this is a simple one. You have already done it somewhat. It is the two. Everybody. Two. Center, your third eye center, feel it awakening. Feel the pressure that may be there in your head at this point as you do it, as it vibrates there. Each one of these chants is to vibrate at that particular area, if you have not already noticed that. To one more time. Two. And deep breaths in between each one. Feel, continue to feel the energies, feel the life force within you awakening, working its way up. Now the last one is the seventh chakra. That being the pituitary gland, the master gland, you might say, that controls all the other glands in your body. The seventh chakra, the crown chakra. And this one is simple as well, and you have been doing this. This is the word that created everything. Not exactly in pronounced as this, but this is the closest that the human voice can come to this sound, this vibration. You all know what that is. From each one, starting with the earth, then the water, then the fire, then the air, then the ether, then mind. You see how it works here? Mm-hmm. And go up in vibration as you move up each one and feel the resonance, feel the higher vibration, feel the tone that this brings, or rather the tone this brings to the vibration here. It is meant to awaken each center as you move up here. I the use of the different system here that they are having to use. But those of you on the phone, what you are going to say, those of you in the room, rather, what you are going to say is most likely what those on the phone would also say, because many of you have had similar experience to this. So we would ask those of you in the room, what did you experience as you first heard the old soul in the English language here? What did you feel in this, first of all?
The warmth as if coming home.
The warmth, we will repeat what you say so those of on the phone can hear. The warmth of feeling of coming home. Yes. Anyone else?
I felt my heart opening and blossoming.
Your heart opening and blossoming, yes.
Tears of joy.
Tears of joy.
A connection.
A connection. Yes, you are all connected.
Okay.
And you have no idea yet, those of you in the room, those of you on the phone, those of all of you in Ancient Awakenings, you have no idea yet fully of the connection that you all have. It is going to be a wonderful reunion when those of you are together with all of the others that are waiting in the wings, you might say, to be a part of all of this. So get ready. Others here? Anybody else for the old soul? Old soul?
Heat. Great heat.
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 Great heat.
Great heat.
Great
heat. Very good. Now we move on to the mother tongue, the Yariala Suaba. Did anyone resonate to this? Did it bring back memories of when you may have already chanted that in past times?
Yeah.
Now we're going to give you a little bit of information here. Some of you may have already been feeling it. That particular chant, the Yariala Suaba, the old soul, many of you, not all of you, but many of you, actually sang that in those times back then. You actually did, because it was a way to put the vibration out there so that the old souls could be reunited again. And you, many of you, put that vibration into the etheric element at that time to be retrieved, you might say, at this time now. So you have retrieved that vibration. This is what has drawn you back here to your family. Many of you call this your family. That is not happenstance that you are calling your all family here. You are not just a group, you are a family. And this is why many of you get along here so well together, and we marvel at this oneness that is being developed here. Now we move on to the chants, the chakra chants themselves. What did you feel when you began the first one, the earth chakra, the I-um sound?
Energy coming from the core of earth.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you feel that coming up into your feet and up into your body? Did you feel the connection with Mother Earth?
Yeah.
A tree, yes. Your roots down deep. Yes.
I felt like it was expanding.
Yes. Wonderful, wonderful. Anyone else?
Activation.
Very good. Now, we are not going to go through each one here, but as you went through the seven fully at the end there, did you feel a rising of Kundalini energy? Did anyone feel that?
Yes.
We have affirmative across the board here for most part. So for those of you on the phone, many are saying yes. And we look into this and we can see some of you were nodding here. Now, those of here cannot see that, of course, but we can. And you were nodding and saying, yes, yes,
We felt that too. So we did not want to leave you out on the phone. We are assuming they're still on the phone, no? Are they still there, Moses?
Yes.
Moses, are you there, Moses?
Can you hear us?
We're here.
Can you hear us?
We're here.
Hello.
We're here.
Hello.
We're here.
We are.
Yeah.
We have a lot of interference.
Yes.
Are we are here.
Moses. Muted all of you. Very good. Yes.
I saw a tree, a blossom tree. It was huge, and many people are sat underneath it while you were chanting. So I just wanted to say that.
Very good. Yes, someone here also felt that they were a tree. Very good.
Yay.
And we are hearing you loud and clear on the phone here, so that is wonderful. Is there anyone else who would like to say something from there?
Yes.
From
Like when we did all seven together, there was a huge shift over us, and all this light is coming down, activating through all the chakras. It was awesome.
Very good. Very good. Yes. Wonderful. You could not hear that?
Vibrating, incredibly vibrating, all up from my a sharp, almost like a sharp spike go up my back, and my whole body was vibrating.
Yes, that, my dear, is Kundalini energy activating, yes.
Woo-hoo!
Very good. And we would say to you that it's losing voice here again. We would say to you that it is activating the Kundalini energy in a very safe manner. There is no need to be concerned about activating it too quickly or anything of that nature, because you cannot do it when you do it in this way. You cannot activate it quickly.
Ooh. What is that noise?
Very good. Anyone else here wish to... Anyone else wish to share there on the phone here?
At the third eye, this is Kimmy. At the third eye, I began to cry, and I just heard eyes to see, ears to hear, eyes to see, ears to hear, eyes to see, ears to hear.
Yes, wonderful. Very, very good. Anyone else?
Well, I saw a vision, which was the great big tree, which was a massive blossom tree, with lots of people were sat underneath it. Many were dressed in white, long, long white robes, but sat on the like grass. It was beautiful. Oh, we have some interference.
Yes. Very good. Anyone else here?
I saw a vortex around the whole house.
Wow. Someone just said here in the room that they saw a vortex around the entire house here. Very good. Yes, it is exactly that. A vortex has been created here, which is helping with the process and will help with the continuing process of this entire weekend here. This is, in some cases, our doing in creating this, but you have activated it and made it even stronger here. You will understand why there is a vortex later on this weekend here. Get ready. But there could very well be a nice show here. A wholeness, a oneness, yes. Good.
Well, even before we got to the pineal gland, I was seeing in my third eye, it would start out a blue and then turn to purple, but pulsating light. That's what I was seeing.
Yes, pulsating light. Colors, yes. Very good. Anyone else?
Hello.
Very, very good.
Well, I was experiencing sensations, along with the vibrating, also sensations of cold and hot, different times.
Yes, sensations of cold and hot. That is often an indicator of Kundalini rising as well. Did anyone feel electricity?
Yes.
Yeah, my fingertips.
Electricity moving through your body.
Yes.
Indication of Kundalini rising.
I felt like an energy that was pushing from the bottom up, and when it got to the top of my head, like a membrane was like a fell off, like a white membrane fell off.
We could not quite understand, so we cannot share with over the phone here.
Veil, like a little white veil, very thin and transparent.
White veil.
Veil off.
Yes.
What would that be? That's a compression breakthrough.
Yes. A compression breakthrough. Where have you heard that before, those of you? You are in the Prepare for Change group. It comes from the one known as Cobra.
Cobra.
Compression breakthrough. That is Cobra. It's nothing to do with the snake. Just so you know. Compression breakthrough is where the forces from above and the forces from below, the forces of light from above, the forces of light from below, compress onto the surface of the planet and compress out all the remaining darkness.
Wow.
That is what this is about. And what happens when light comes into dark? It illuminates the darkness. So there can never be enough dark to darken out the light. But even just a pinpoint of light could illuminate an entire room. You see?
This room is just full. Mm-hmm.
This room is full of light. Yes.
You can see compression breakthrough in a seed when it first breaks out to let its roots begin to grow.
Yes.
Another compression breakthrough happens as it reaches the surface, just as it gets to the top and comes above the darkness into the light. Another compression breakthrough is in the womb when an egg is fertilized. There's a compression breakthrough where light is released. So those are kind of
very good. We like that. That is very good.
Compression breakthrough.
Many compression breakthroughs. Yes.
Well, it's really to me like creating. It's creation is when that happens with the seed. The beginning of life, energy expansion.
And yes.
The only way you could explain it, like when we live with them, like a black top, like 4 or 5 inches deep. And in the spring now, all of a sudden, coming up, and this is, you know, it's rolled down with a big roller and all that.
We know that people cannot hear you on the phone.
Yes. Oh, okay.
But you are only speaking to those here in the room.
Okay. We're
loudly.
Okay.
Speak out.
A big 5-inch black top. And in the spring, all of a sudden, the top starts to bow. And eventually, it opens up.
Tiny nothing leaf comes through.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Yes, you wonder sometimes where you look, especially in your desert area, those of you from the Phoenix area, and you see a little sprout coming up in the rock, and you wonder, there's no water getting into it. How does this thing come up? It is nature. Nature will always find a way.
Another compression breakthrough is when a baby is about to be born, the water breaks. And that's in that vein membrane, like you're seeing, that membrane opens for to move through the portal.
Yes.
You know, and then another compression breakthrough when their head actually comes out and there's a light from the darkness.
Now, we will take this all the way back to the beginnings of the beginnings here. And the compression breakthrough that happened then, or there was only darkness. There was only unmanifest. And unmanifest decided to become manifest, decided to bring on the light. Let there be light. Light was manifest creation, created by the sound, the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was of God, and the word was God. The Om sound. Again, not directly as that, but imagine what the God source, prime creator, would sound like. You see? You think we can Om? Think what prime creator can do. You see?
To just explain the creation.
Yes. How about that? It's very simple, is it not? It is only man that has made it very complicated. The whole Adam and Eve story and all of these things, you know?
And activated by sound.
Yes, sound. Sound was the beginning.
Vibration.
Better than sound, vibration. Yes. And have we not said over and over and over, everything is vibration. Everything is vibration and consciousness. Vibration leads to higher consciousness, and higher consciousness leads to higher vibration. You see? It's all intertwined. Very good, very good. We are going to, what time do you have here?
12:18.
Very good. We're going to release channel here now, and we do not want to overtax the system here. It is good that there is a break between this time and this evening time for this one to literally catch his breath, you might say, and to work through this, and we will again attempt to do this again, not these chants again. That was probably too much here for this one, but we're going to do what is planned for this evening, and then we will move on to, you are going to have this afternoon. Now, we are understanding, though, we're finding the Jameses over there telling us now, this is not for the phone audience here at the 3 o'clock time. Is that correct?
That's correct.
This will only be for those here in the room because of the necessity of it being just with the people that are gathered here in person here. But the rest of the times will all be for those of you on the phone as well. So you will be back to join us again at the 8 o'clock time as the Arizona time here. Is that correct?
Yes.
Very good. Then we sign off. We leave the building, whatever you want to call it. God be with you.